Summer in the Bay Area brings the cheery voices of migrating songbirds. While many songbirds we see around this time are only seasonal migrants, other songbirds love the Bay Area so much they stay here year-round. With brilliant colors to match their beautiful song, this week's Bay Bird will surely brighten up your day, no matter what the season. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we look at the world of the house finch. Welcome to Bay Birds. The house finch is a small-bodied finch with a rather large bill, much like some of the finches Darwin saw on his voyage to the Galapagos. Their resemblance to tropical birds doesn't just stop at their shape. With a rosy red chest and face, the male house finch brings some tropical flair to North America. While we regard them as beautiful, their brilliant colors are not just intended to amaze humans. Like most birds, male house finches display their exotic coloration in an attempt to attract a mate. The bright red colors of the male house finch comes from the pigment found in their food. When their food is abundant with pigments, their feathers turn a brilliant red, while a diet with a poor supply of pigments will turn the feathers orange or a yellowish hue. A diet rich with pigment will pay off greatly for the male house finch, as females seem to choose the reddest male they can find. Perhaps this is an insurance precaution for the female, as the male with the reddest feathers might be best suited for finding food for their young nestlings. While it might seem that their breeding success would vary from year to year due to the availability of their food, their large population tells a different story. The house finch is one of North America's most abundant songbirds. Native to Mexico and the western United States, house finches have had great success in spreading across North America, with a little help from humans. Before the 1860s, house finches were unheard of on the Hawaiian Islands. After their introduction to Oahu around 1870, it only took 30 years for the house finch to become abundant on all of the 8 major Hawaiian Islands. 70 years after their introduction into Hawaii, the next wave of house finch introductions swept across the eastern seaboard. Following a failed attempt to sell house finches on the East Coast, a small number of unsold birds were released on Long Island in the 1940s. Quickly after their release, the house finches started breeding and eventually spread across the East Coast and into the Midwest and parts of southern Canada. Due to their rapid expansion across the United States, population scientists have estimated their population anywhere between 270 million and 1.4 billion individuals, which means there is at least one house finch for every citizen of the United States. Not only are these birds extremely abundant in the United States, they are also easy to spot as well. Rarely will you see a solitary house finch, especially outside of the breeding season. House finches are gregarious birds that are no strangers to cities and towns. Although their native habitats in the West are deserts, grasslands, chaparral, and open woodlands, a nice urban center or barn is a suitable supplement as long as there is a food source nearby. Like other finches, the house finch is mainly a vegetarian. These small birds will find food in almost any place, feasting on wild food like mustard seed and poison oak berries, as well as cultivated fruit such as plums and cherries. House finches are also a frequent guest at many bird feeders, and now is a perfect time to put out your feeder to attract these beautiful birds. To catch a glimpse of a house finch of your own, take a stroll down your local suburb. Check for the male's rosy red chest as they perch up high in trees as well as near bird feeders. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy those birds.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.